USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Officials in Alabama say an adult and nine children are dead after two vehicles likely hydroplaned on drenched roads as a tropical storm swept across the southern U.S. on Saturday, causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says multiple people were also injured. Two people were killed when they were hit by a tree in Tuscaloosa. 20 people were rescued from a sinking boat. As much as 12 inches of rain was reported along the Mississippi Gulf Coast on Saturday. Claudette has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but there are still flash flood watches in effect in several states. Congress has gone back and forth for months on the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont drew a line in the sand on NBC's Meet the Press.
Raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure, those are proposals that I would not support.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.